The Abbott government will commence urgent proceedings in the High Court in a bid to overturn the marriage equality laws, which passed in the ACT Assembly yesterday. The legal challenge will cast doubt over any same-sex marriage that may occur before the High Court makes a ruling. Federal Attorney General George Brandis was not available for an interview with us this morning. Australia's first gay marriage laws were the brainchild of the ACT government. And the Labor Chief Minister of the ACT, Katie Gallagher, is in our Canberra studios. Chief Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
How long then before this is law? How long before same-sex couples can marry in the ACT?
We're expecting that the first marriages could occur in the first half of December. So couples need to give 30 days notice of their intention to marry. We need a couple of weeks to formally enact the laws. So that's our expectation, hopefully before Christmas.
Now, the Federal Attorney General has asked you not to give effect to this law, the law you passed yesterday in the Assembly, until it can be tested in the High Court. Are you prepared to consider that?
No, not at all. And indeed, I responded straight away when that position was put to me. I think it's really unrealistic to believe that a democratically elected parliament that has passed laws, that has campaigned long and hard for these laws, would then let those laws sit there idle, impotent, not being used until a court somewhere down the track made a view about them. So I think that's unrealistic. I think Mr. Brandis knew that. And anyone who chooses to marry under these laws goes in to that arrangement with their eyes open, that the Commonwealth is seeking to have those laws overturned.
And just to finish that point off, that if the High Court rules that the Commonwealth can overturn the laws, then any marriage under the ACT law will be null and void?
Yes, that's what would happen if the High Court upheld the Commonwealth's position. But we will defend the laws, and we have legal advice that says they will withstand the challenge.
That could cause people some distress.
Well, look, I mean, it's a very patronising position to put to couples who have campaigned long and hard for marriage equality. I spoke to a lot of couples yesterday who came to the Assembly who are fully aware of the Commonwealth's intention to seek to overturn these laws. But for them, it's about dignity, it's about respect, and it's about having their marriage recognised under law, even if it is for a short time. I think it will mean that some couples will choose not to use these laws until that certainty can be provided. But for many, many people, I think they will choose to use these laws, knowing that there is some uncertainty around them.
For people who support the laws, it's about dignity and respect, as you say. For the Commonwealth and the Federal Attorney General George Brandis, it's really about a nation having a national marriage act. He says that irrespective of the desirability of same-sex marriage, it's in Australia's interest we have a, quote, nationally consistent marriage laws.
And we actually agree with that. In fact, we waited to introduce our bill until the federal parliament had dealt with this question last year, but they failed to address the discrimination that currently exists. And after that Stephen Jones bill was unsuccessful, we introduced this legislation. I said yesterday, nothing would give me greater pleasure than repealing the ACT laws based on the fact that the Commonwealth Parliament had addressed the fundamental discrimination that exists on their statute books.
The leader of the opposition, the ACT, told us this week that he doesn't think, the reason he opposed the bill in the Legislative Assembly was he doesn't think it's appropriate to overturn the National Marriage Act, basically, to have that overturned or chipped away at in the smallest constituency in the country, and to have it done by a narrow margin of one vote.
Well, I mean, in that sense, it makes me wonder why he turns up to work every day. I mean, you could run that argument about anything that the Legislative Assembly does. We are 17 members. That's what self-government provided. There's been no change to that. But we deal with laws and good governance of the, you know, providing good governance for the people of the ACT. And this law fits well within those boundaries. So I think it was a convenient argument, Fran, frankly, to not have a position around same-sex marriage. Because when you can't argue around the policy intent of legislation, you argue around the process. And yesterday we argued that, or the Leader of the Opposition argued that we're too small to do anything important. Well, I just fundamentally reject that view.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to eight, and the ACT Chief Minister, Katie Gallagher, is our guest. Katie Gallagher, I guess what the ACT has done at the very least is established a beachhead for same-sex marriage within Australia. Next, well, there are marriage equality bills before the New South Wales and the Tasmanian parliaments next week in both those jurisdictions. Do you see those jurisdictions as carrying more weight than the ACT if one of those can manage to get same-sex bills passed? Are you sort of willing and hoping that that happens?
Oh, absolutely, because I think the interest shown in what the ACT's doing and the fact that we had many people here from interstate yesterday to witness the marriage equality bills passing shows you the momentum that has built up around the country about same-sex marriage and access to marriage equality. I mean, it's a campaign that's not going to go away, and I think the fact that other state parliaments are dealing with this shows that we need the Commonwealth Parliament to address this issue nationally, because it's what we're going to see, and we will try and align our laws with laws in other jurisdictions to keep some consistency in this area, but it just shows that there's a big gap that the Commonwealth Parliament needs to address.
So are you working with the leaders of other states and territories to align the laws, and are you suggesting that if, say, the law is passed in the New South Wales State Parliament, you would then amend your law if suitable to get as much uniformity as possible?
Yes, look, we have had discussions certainly with Tasmania, and I think we've been mindful of the legislation that's been drafted in New South Wales when we have been drafting our bill. There are some slight differences, not really in the actual practicality of the schemes, but what we'll do is we'll keep an eye on what's happening in other jurisdictions, because we do agree that there should be some consistency in this space. And what you'll see if eight states and territories have to go around creating their own scheme in the absence of a national scheme, I think we do need to be responsible and look at whether we need to make sure that we're being as consistent as we can with those schemes and how they operate in other jurisdictions.
Because you'd accept it's not ideal, is it, if it's unlikely eight jurisdictions, all eight states and territories, will pass a law like this, which means we're going to have patchwork situation for same-sex marriage?
Well, again, it goes back to the argument that the Commonwealth Parliament should be addressing this issue of discrimination that exists. But yes, I think over time, if there isn't a national law in this space, you will see eight states and territories legislate in this area, because that's what the community is asking for.
Now, there will be a High Court challenge, we know that, and the Solicitor General for the Commonwealth had advised the Abbott government that the ACT bill is invalid by reason of inconsistency with the Commonwealth Marriage Act. You amended your bill to some degree on advice to try and shore it up against that element, but some constitutional legal experts say further amendments should have happened to strengthen your laws and minimise the chance of them being struck down in the High Court. Are you looking at any further amendment to your bill, even though it's passed?
Not at this stage, but I would say that, look, there was a bit of legislating by committee going on in the last 2 days. There was a lot of anticipation about our bill, and there were views around the country about what would strengthen it and what would make it better withstand a High Court challenge. And there were views on the other side that we didn't need to make amendments. So what's happened, we've passed the bill. I've committed to sit down with those who still believe there should be some amendments next week and talk with them about what those amendments might look like, and actually make a decision about whether or not I think they are worthwhile pursuing. I mean, this is a commitment I gave yesterday, and again, it's really about maximising the opportunities for our legislation to withstand a High Court challenge, but also respecting the involvement of those who've campaigned long and hard for this change, and making sure we're addressing their concerns.
Chief Minister, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Katie Gallagher is the Chief Minister of the ACT.